Please offer your thoughts on how to cultivate the Brahma Viharas on and off the cushion. These qualities seem foundational for immeasurable benefit. So fun to be living this life through these qualities. Yeah, absolutely. One of the teachers in our tradition, Ajahn Vajiro, I think, was the one who I heard it from. When he talking about in teaching Brahma Viharas, then, which are usually translated as the divine abidings, it's loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. He defined it as mature emotions, which I thought, oh yeah, right, spot on. Those are the kind of the mature emotions that a human being can live by, both in daily life as well as, you know, making much of in a meditative sense. So that turning attention to the expansive qualities that say that well-wishing of metta, is very expansive. The qualities of compassion are just really expansive, and both the say metta and karuna, all of the Brahma Viharas. Again, it's not a personal attainment or achievement. It's how we can be in the world with other people. We can be kind. We can be compassionate. We can delight in the success and the goodness of others. So mudita is sympathetic joy, but it really undermines that sort of jealousy and competition. I think, you know, in terms of modern societies, it's hard to find one more competitive than America. And so it there's not a whole lot of mudita. And so that's a really beautiful emotion to be cultivating. And equanimity is just, say, steadiness in the face of praise and blame, success and failure. It's not indifference. It's steady, and there is a equipoise in the midst of whatever is happening, and one can. It's a real gift to people when when one is able to provide a certain amount of perspective of equanimity, because then it's a whole different way of experiencing this. That's interesting. Yeah. So it's a real gift.